you pretty much speaking for your counterparts on the Ag Committee and some of the work that you did in terms of the governor's actions on this. As the Farm Bureau here today asking for help on this, pretty clear the governor stepped out of what he had promised to do.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, he made assurances that he would support this legislation, and then he turned his back on his word. And so we're left with the consequence, and it has an adverse effect on agriculture. I mean, agriculture, as well as it's doing, still has tremendous challenges. And it needs to be supported if we want to have agriculture that's profitable and viable for future generations.
Politically speaking, historic year, huge turnover coming in November in the State House and State Senate on the state level. Special session being what it may, before or after elections, what do you think the political impact of the elections may be on the attitude of these issues?
Well, I think based on what I've seen, this is my last year in the Senate, and as I look and see who is most likely going to replace myself and other senators, I think we can feel confident that agriculture will have a strong voice in the future. The future is still bright. Next year, we'll readdress it. If we don't fix them this year, we'll address these issues again next year. We have a very very strong agricultural support within the Florida legislature, so I'm excited for the future.